T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Accusations against them, and maybe they don't want to deal with it. It makes the NFL look bad with everybody else. Like,
what do you, I'm just saying, the NFL brings him back. These 8 people come out. They suspend him again. How does that make the league look bad?
Because they brought him back when they knew they shouldn't have, and then they're going to say, people are going to say, look how many people, like, look at like the guy, what's-his-face that's going to play for the Browns this weekend. Punched his girlfriend. All these other guys are domestic disputes, beating up their kids, all that other stuff.
I mean, maybe the guy's playing this weekend.
Yeah, but, you know, he kept his mouth shut. He didn't trash the owners. He didn't do anything. He took his punishment like a man,
that.
And
yeah,
he came back.
Yeah,
and he's not sitting there saying, screw this guy and screw the NFL.
Okay, so where's the Players Association in this? I go back to what you said before. If I'm the Players Association, I'm sitting there saying, we got some of these guys already playing in the league, okay, with criminal cases. And this is a lawsuit by from one individual to another. That's all it is. She doesn't have to be telling the truth. Okay, there are no ramifications down the road if she's making it up. Why would the Players Association, I understand the league, he might be right. The league's looking at it saying, we don't want bad dudes, this is all over TV.
It's not worth
bad
it.
For image, right. But where's the Players Association?
And that is my biggest issue, because I can't believe I'm an advocate for this guy. I can't believe that I'm actually taking his side.
You're being fair. Nobody's sitting here telling you he's a good guy. We don't know it. He might be just the opposite.
And that's what the Players Association is for. So because when the league decides they're going to try and push their weight around, the NFLPA pushes back. You know, and I feel like I don't know what Troy Vincent or any of these other guys are doing, or maybe they don't want to be a part of it. Maybe they look at Antonio Brown and say, you just screwed up, man. You should know better.
Yeah, I don't know if
you should
people
be a yes man like me.
Have changed their minds, or if they've gone into hiding, or we just have a lot of turnover with our listeners. But I do remember when Antonio Brown was a member of the New England Patriots, I would say 95% of our calls thought that Brittany Taylor was a lying, money-hungry, gold-digging,
yeah,
looking for cash. She's got nothing. This guy did nothing. People make this up
right
all the time.
You're right.
So that was, I would say, 95% of the people we heard from were on that side.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if they've gone away.
No.
If they've changed their minds.
No.
Just hiding.
Whoop, one more thing.
Well, they have nothing to say.
Whoop, one more thing.
Or he's no longer on your team.
One more other thing. We have Mohamed Sanu.
Oh, yeah. But people would still like to have this guy on the team.
Yeah, we have Mohamed Sanu.
Oh, my God,
Edelman,
Sanu, and Antonio?
Yeah. No, I would love to have Antonio.
Hello.
Right.
All of a sudden, it'd be amazing how much of a second life Tom Brady would have in the second half of the season.
This offense would be pretty
damn
good.
Oh, geez, he looks like a lot younger.
Don't need a running game now.
Oh, my God, screw the running game. Yeah. Christ, that could be the running back.
Jen's down in the Cape. Jen.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
What's up, Jen?
Good, good. The whole thing with the whole Brittany Taylor and Antonio Brown, you know, my husband and I have talked about this a million times. 3 times in over 2 years this supposedly happened. Now, I know from a woman's standpoint or for myself, if something like this was to happen to me and it wasn't something that I was okay with, first thing I'd be doing is going to the police department and filing a report immediately. You know, this whole thing came out, you know, $2 million kind of hush-hush under the table, Brown balked, and all of a sudden it's front page news. You know, there's like a lack of credibility here with this whole situation, and it just kind of makes you wonder, like, where exactly is this all coming from? I mean, could this really be?
Okay, but you're missing some parts of the story, okay? So they have been friends together for a long period of time. Friends, okay?
Yep.
He apparently had agreed at one point to pony up $1.6 million for her to open up this gymnastics academy or whatever in Florida.
Right.
Okay, so there was all that included into it, too. So it's not like an incident where a guy one night happens to hit on a woman. She thinks it's one thing. He thinks it's another. This is a long-going friendship. So she admits later on now in this civil that it happened early on, but she let it go because they were friends.
Yeah, but let's
they
go
reconciled.
Over what she let
go. Yeah, but it's
go.
A rape.
No.
She
didn't rape her three times.
No.
Listen, he didn't rape her three times.
No.
Okay? this was the first time I think he exposed himself to her. Okay, that was, you know, so that was probably the first incident, right?
Correct.
And then he was like, I don't know. She wasn't the one he was having sex in front of. That was the painter. But there was a couple of, the last one was the rape charge. That's when the relationship ended.
Correct.
So, you know, the whole thing in Pittsburgh, exposing himself.
No, it didn't end.
Masturbating on her, all that other stuff.
It did not end there, but that was the last incident they had, but they still remained in communication after that, I believe.
Meaning the next morning, I'm coming over to get my stuff. Not like, hey, 2 weeks from now, why don't you fly me back out to Miami? Let's hang out anymore.
But I think she was still
that never happened.
But she was still looking for the $1.6 million. Okay, she still wanted to start the...
Right, right. That would have ended, you know, a long time ago.
I get it, Jen, but it's so hard for anybody to put yourself in that other person's position. And that's the problem I have with this whole case. It's all he said, she said. We don't have a thorough investigation done by authorities who do this. None of this is happening. So it's he said, she said, and the league said,
here's the thing. I don't even want to get into that anymore. I think I'm personally past that. What that is, what that was about, it's over. Let it run its course. What I would be concerned with is just what do I do moving forward if I'm Antonio Brown? Like, you're not hearing my case. You're basically scaring every single owner and say, well, what do you know, Roger Goodell? Well, I can't really tell you. Can you give me a hint? Well, you didn't say anything. But what does that mean? So they're just too nervous. There's no way they would sit there. I'm telling you, well, here's what the deal needs to be. A team needs to sign them to a whatever, a prorated contract, veteran minimum, whatever, and then for every single week that he gets through, he gets a bonus. He gets some sort of bonus.
Active 46-man roster.
Sure, but you get your salary. They can cut you at any point in time because anything you sign after the first, if you're not on the roster opening day, they can cut you anyways.
Yeah.
So, listen, he acts up. He does whatever. The NFL fines you or suspends you. So what? What are you out? 2 weeks pay?
Yeah.
Big deal.
So here's the crazy thing about it is there have been no criminal charges, so he paid everybody off. Had he given her money for the gymnasium that she wanted? Had he paid off the painter who had a painting of $700 that he painted of her that was going to a charity event, all right? And he had paid off a couple of those other people. None of this stuff would have ever come up. None of it. But in retrospect, is it fair for the league? Because all it is individual lawsuits. Is it fair to the league to blackball the guy? That's all I'm saying. Ryan's in a car. Ryan.
Hi, how's it going? I got a point and a question. You actually just answered some of it with the description of what he did. But my point is that I don't think anybody should lose their job or any of their rights because of what someone says. If it's, you got to wait until it's a guilty verdict, proven until innocent is it. So you got all these people. You guys made the joke, but I even think Aaron Hernandez, when he was going through it, you've got to wait until you get a guilty verdict. But that's my – I don't think that we should be getting judgment on people until
– Again, that's where I –
It doesn't matter if it's jaywalking or murder. You've got to wait until the guy's found guilty.
No.
No, you can't because one of them is a criminal case, Ryan. In the Hernandez case, it was a murder case.
If somebody
is up for murder, you have to at least put them on hold or dump them at that period of time if you don't believe what they're doing. In this case, there's going to be no guilt or innocent in this civil lawsuit. I hate to say it, if you're waiting around for 3 years and telling me that there's going to be a guilty or not guilty, it's not going to happen. It doesn't happen in a civil suit.
What if it's, let's just say it's involuntary manslaughter. Maybe it's a car accident. And he's not drunk. There's just a traffic accident. He's a little careless, and he kills somebody.
Yep.
To me, it's a totally different perception with that.
How? Because
he didn't want to kill anybody. He wasn't drunk.
He wasn't impaired. Dante Stallworth was drunk.
You used Dante Stallworth, okay? I'm not using that.
Okay. So there's no alcohol involved?
No, he killed somebody.
Okay. No, you're right.
When did the Patriots release Aaron Hernandez? I'm just trying to remember. Like, was it the day he was arrested?
Or was it
the day he was brought into question?
I think it was shortly. It was quickly. It was shortly after that.
Saying, this guy thinks that they acted prematurely, I guess.
Well, Kraft did talk to him. If you remember, Kraft talked to him, and he he claimed he didn't do it. Remember that?
Yeah.
Couple of hours after
he was arrested at his house. Okay. You're arrested. You know, there's a big difference between saying, oh, they're looking into the death of someone. They may think he has got something to do with it, and you release him. No. You're arrested for it.
But that's the point.
And the seriousness of it changes everything.
But that's the point I'm bringing up with you, is that there is a difference between a criminal and a civil lawsuit. No matter how bad that civil lawsuit may read, it is simply a complaint. There's a big difference. We're going to give away a one-night stay here at the Encore Boston Harbor, plus two Bruins tickets. So you could come in, watch a Bruins game. You stay right here at Boston Encore at Boston Harbor. It's an unbelievable facility. But you must show up here at the On Deck Burger Bar while we're on the air. Okay? You've got to do it between now and when do we end the roundtable at 8 o'clock tonight? So you got to show up at the On Deck Burger Bar. We're upstairs, second deck here at the Encore Boston Harbor. Christian calls it. It's got a little bit of a, well, it's got a complete gambling flair to it. It's coming up next.
Nothing but the best is good enough for me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.